Today, as we record this, we acknowledge the traditional caretakers of the land in which we stand,
part of the Bundjalung Nation and the Yugambeh language.
We pay our respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging.
We hold a deep appreciation for their lasting ties to this land, these waters, and culture.
They play an irreplaceable role in the vitality of this region, and we deeply honour and recognise the connection to these lands.
Welcome aboard to the Wedding Chronicles. This is where Laura Callahan and Tanya Bennett, two seasoned celebrants and bona fide wedding enthusiasts, get real about everything weddings.
Whether you're tangled up in the giddy thrills and sticky hurdles of planning your once-in-a-lifetime day, or you're a part of this crazy lovely wedding industry, we've got something for you.
We're all about helping you dream up and bring to life unforgettable ceremonies and weddings that burst with originality, creativity, and love.
With a combined resume of over 30 years in the industry, we have our fair share of stories and tales to tell.
So whether you're gearing up to walk down the aisle, hunting for a top-notch ceremony idea, an industry provider, or a fan scouring for wedding inspiration, consider this your personal invitation.
Let us jump in together into the swirly, twirly, wonderful world of weddings. To another episode of the Wedding Chronicles. I'm Laura Callahan.
I'm Tanya Bennett.
And today we've got a really interesting topic, which I'm going to pass over to Tanya to share with us.
Okay, so just going to have to say it as it is. What do you do? What do you do when you know that the groom is banging the bridesmaid? Yep. Yes. I know, right? That's I said it. It's out. Banging the bridesmaid. So, oh my gosh.
Sorry. So wait, you know that the groom is intimate with a bridesmaid or that there is something happening. Does the bride know?
No.
Do others know? Sorry, I have so many questions.
Okay, I know, right? And that's the thing. Feel free to ask those questions. So, this actually has I have experienced this a couple of times, which is very sad for me because I've thought to myself, something's not right. Something's not right here. There are signs. There are signs, and especially when you sort of look over and you see the bridesmaid, and you in your mind you go, "Oh God, yep." And what is interesting as well is, you can't say anything. What are you going to say? Oh, excuse me, are you actually banging the bridesmaid? Like, well, you can't say that, can you?
No.
But there's that feeling, and it's horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. So at one of these particular weddings, it was actually after the wedding that the photographer came up to me, and the words were, did you see what I saw? And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because you don't want to be the first to say it.
No.
And they said, something is not right there. If I didn't know better, I'd say that, you know, he was with the bridesmaid. And I thought, oh, my God, so it's not just me that's picked up on it. The photographer and the videographer definitely picked up on it as well. And it was quite heartbreaking because he's obviously gone ahead with this because maybe he felt like he couldn't get out of it. And I remember at the rehearsal the day before, I did say to him, I said, are you okay? Like, is everything all right? He said, yeah, it's just a lot going on. So it's not my place to sort of step in and go,
I'm your counsellor.
Do you want to talk about this? You know, are you doing what I think you're doing? Like, you can't go there. But it's hard. It's really hard for us it was for me as a celebrant, and I've witnessed it twice. So what do you do in that situation? Well, you can't say anything. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Turn around and say to the bride, pull her aside and go, listen, I did
so what? Yeah. I have these vibes and I think this might be happening.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was horrible.
No, it's kind of like I'm putting it down to the fact of if I've not that I've known, but if you've been told by somebody that your friend's boyfriend has been cheating on them, do you know and do you approach them and do you tell them?
Well, you can't in...
It depends on how well do you know the friend.
Well, the friend. In a professional role.
In a professional role.
Like in a friendship role, you really, you know, if you're a good friend, you really do need to let them know. But in a professional role, it's like we can't do anything. So, yeah, but really, really sticky topic, actually.
Mm.
Really sticky topic. Would I have done anything different? I don't think so because I can't really do anything different. But I did find out down the track when I worked with this photographer again that, in fact, it was all true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, they split up. I don't know if they're, you know, married again to other people. I've got no idea. But if I was thinking if I'm feeling this and if I'm picking up on this, other people must be as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you then say to another celebrant if they came across a similar situation? What advice would you give them?
Well, I don't know.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I think if it was me again, I would literally just remember my professional role because it isn't actually any of my business. Different to when the groom left because he didn't want to go ahead with it.
Yeah.
That's still totally different.
So there's requirements as celebrants that we need to kind of tick off our list to make sure that a wedding is legal and that there is intent to be married. And one of those is that intention to be married and the want to be married.
Mm.
So if both couples are coming in saying we want to be married, legally they are okay to then be married. And that's why I'm just chucking it out there. That's why it's also important that a celebrant before a ceremony actually sees each couple. So whether a celebrant greets the bride at the car or greets the groom before they come out to be on display of everybody in the ceremony, we need to make sure that there is intention and that there is want and that they still want to be married to one another. So if this couple is still wanting to be married, then our role is then obviously to marry them. We can't sit there and go, we think this is happening, we're not going to officiate today, it can't be legal. Well, actually, just because somebody is in a throuple and they may not know of it, doesn't mean that legally they can't marry one person, yeah, as long as they're not already married.
Yeah, and it can also happen the other side where you've got the bride that's, you know...
The bride that's with somebody.
Mm.
Yeah, it's vice versa.
Mm.
And I would say, yes, some of my ceremonies are possibly that. We don't know everything that's happening behind the scenes. We don't know what's happening in people's worlds.
No. But it did make me feel really sad. Like I actually felt like I'd done something wrong.
Oh,
that's how I felt. I felt like I'd done something wrong. I remember getting in the car to come home and I was like, oh, I feel like I've... Oh my gosh. And see, I didn't know then for fact. I had no fact. It was more like, whoa, what? Hang on a minute. Something's not right. And I got home and, you know, I said to Al, he was like, oh, how was the wedding? And I was like, oh, and I told him and he went, but how do you know?
Mm.
Well, I don't know, but I know.
Mm.
He said, well, what can you do about it? And it really sat with me for a few days. I felt like I'd done something wrong.
So I think for the reason why you've probably felt like you've done something wrong is because you value the institution of marriage, that you have this belief that it is between two persons and that love is mutual and what you value is not being valued.
Mm. Well, that's it. You know, I just really tried. Where do I put this?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know where. And I wish I had someone that I could have actually spoken to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you came across that again in the future, would you go ahead, obviously, officiate the day could you disassociate in some way going, this is not,
too, yeah.
Yeah, this is not my role.
Because I do get close to my couples.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's the thing. I do get close to my couples. I do, you know, like I love them. Like I, you know, they're I love it. I want to get their dynamic so that I do it right and it's what they want. So, you know, if I was to feel that, I think I'd just have to really go, hang on, well, yep, step back, this one. We're just professional role, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. We make a lot of friends as celebrants with our couples. I catch up for brekkies and coffees with couples that I've married years and years ago because we just connect and we get each other. And I've gotten to know them so much that by the time their wedding comes around, it's like they're a friend to me. And I just want to be able to give them everything.
Yeah.
But then there's other couples that you meet and you just go, no, I have to be here in a professional sense.
So it's how far, like, where do you, and there are some couples too that they're like, you know, no, we don't want to be a friend. You're just there to do the wedding. That's sweet. Yeah. You know, no dramas at all. So back then, that was a long time ago, I would probably, I would definitely handle it different now.
Say you're a celebrant, you've picked this up and you've said something. How would you go forward?
Some
people cannot not share that. Like if you feel that way and you...
You would have to hand the wedding over.
Yeah.
You would have to.
Yeah.
You would have to transfer it.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you see that, yeah, that's a thought too.
If you felt like it because this is the thing, because you might not even say anything, but you just feel morally it doesn't sit right with you, that something is not right. And in that instance, if you can't perform or officiate a ceremony because you have moral dilemma or moral conscience not to go ahead with what's actually happening, it doesn't align with your values and your beliefs, you need to pass it to somebody else. And you need to be in that professional sense to go, I'm not the right person for you. I'm going to refer you to somebody that I think who will be able to do a really good job for your day.
And that's a can of worms because they'll go, well, why not? Why don't you think? Like if you've said something to them, imagine that though. You've said something to them, look, I just don't feel like this is right or I'm not the right celebrant for you, blah, 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 blah,
but
blah.
But have you ever had to say that to a couple in the past?
Yeah.
Yep, and I've had to say it as well. And you just have to... You have to be professional. You don't have to give a reason. You just say, look, we're not the right fit. I don't think I can do the best job for you. I think this person's going to be better.
Mm.
And that other person may have no problem with it.
It's a hard one because then they can put in a complaint.
That you didn't perform their day.
No, that's like they can put in a complaint against you because, well, we felt that she was the right person for us. She pulled the pin.
Can they, though?
I think so.
For that reason?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh,
there you go. There's a question.
Yeah, if you're a celebrant that knows, DM us and let us know. I think in that instance there wouldn't be any sort of write-up because there are celebrants who morally will not marry a couple who are same-sex because that is their belief that that is not the case or not right.
That's true.
So in that instance, wouldn't every one of those celebrants who does that be written up?
Mm.
Obviously, they wouldn't be promoting and they wouldn't be engaging with couples, but if a couple came to them that were same-sex and said, look, we really want you to be our celebrant, and they went, oh, no, I can't, I won't, wouldn't they be written up?
Oh, yeah, you would think.
So in that instance, I believe that if there's a personal value that aren't aligning, then it should be fine to...
Step away.
Yeah. And I think if you're a professional about it and you share the information in a way that shows you really care, that you want them to have a great experience and day and that you just can't deliver that, you don't have to tell them why.
True.
Yeah. Mm. So, I think that's where...
And that's really bad when I just went banging the bridesmaid. Like, it could be anyone. Like, how are you to know? Like, really, like, how are you to know? It doesn't have to be a bridal party member. It could be, like, you hear some stories, you know, that the bride was caught in the bathrooms with the best man the night of the, like, there's some stories out there that you go, no.
Yeah.
But they are true. So
far out.
Yeah, or can I, can you annul, can we annul the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I caught caught my husband with such and such.
Yep. So I've had that before.
Have you?
Yeah, so I've had a bride message me the morning after their wedding. So this is back in the day where we obviously had to send everything in via mail. So no online sort of submission of legal paperwork.
The olden days.
The olden
days. Horse and cart.
Yeah, I'm not that old.
I am.
But the bride has called me. Well, she actually sent me a message and she said, have you submitted the documents or have you posted them? Because I obviously talked through how it's going to be submitted. And I said, no, not yet. She said, can you hold off from sending that in? XXXXY happened. And I don't know if I want to go ahead with this.
What did you do?
Well,
in the
had to send it in because our job as a celebrant, we had legally performed that ceremony and it is a requirement that we submit it. So
that's it. It's like I can't
just hold it back and go, oh, well, that didn't happen for you. I've got your back.
Yeah.
That would be a complaint against you, and then that would you could be deregistered, I believe, from doing that because that's acting unmorally and unlawfully under the role and the expectations of what you need to be doing.
Yeah, that's hard though because again, it's like we had to by law send them in, but you would have been feeling
Oh, you don't walk away going, that was the best wedding. I can't wait to share photos from that day.
Nothing.
I was like, we do not share anything. So what? Socials, there are some weddings I just do not share. There are couples that have reached out to me over the last year and just said, hey, just want you to know we're no longer together. We've separated. Just want you to be aware.
Yeah.
So in those instances, it's like, well, we will not be sharing photos. I won't be sharing like happy anniversary sort of stuff. Like no. I won't be sharing those
But unless you're told, you don't really.
You don't know.
You don't know really. So
no. Please don't reach out to me. 3 days later, can't share anything anymore.
Oh gosh.
Social media is wiped.
Yeah, wipe it. This did not happen. I was not there. Oh, wow, that's a little bit of a can of worms, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic.
Mm.
And I think it can be really relatable in other areas. So it's not just you pick up something happening in the ceremony, but you can also see from a legal point of view whether you can go ahead with the ceremony, whether your values and beliefs align, and in some ways how you can approach that if they don't. And slowly back away from a situation that you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's down to that comfortability.
Yeah, hand it over.
Because you know what? This is totally off topic and we didn't even discuss this. But as celebrants, there's a risk of safety too when it comes down to what we do and how we do it. Honestly, most of the time we're meeting people for the first time through messages, through emails or through phone calls. And we want to make sure that we're in an environment that's very safe and that we're looked after. And we don't have a buddy to come with us. It's just us on our own. I don't invite people into my home for that reason because I don't want to. This is my safe space, my sanctuary. This is where my family is and my kids are.
But you have an office that if you had to.
If I had to, I could.
Yeah.
I prefer to meet couples in spaces like cafes or a coffee shop or a restaurant. We go out and we meet. But then there are times where it's like, no, I'll meet you at your house. That's no problem.
Mm.
And then you start to question. The safety of how you do things and how you operate. So when it comes to situations when you're trying to explain that morally it may not reach and it might not work, think about your safety as well at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a highly emotional and emotive environment, a wedding. So maybe an email or a phone call could be more appropriate than in face-to-face.
Zoom.
Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many years ago, I had a couple get offended when I actually said, look, you know, could we meet? We'll meet at, because I was meeting another couple at a coffee shop. So we'll meet at a coffee shop and sit down and chat and, you know, get to know each other more, do the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And she was very offended. She said, how dare you meet with us in a coffee shop? You clearly don't have the respect for our love. And I was a bit like, she said, no, we're not going to meet in a coffee shop. You're like, not at all. Mind you, quite a few years ago. I said, oh, okay. So I went to their home. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's all right. I'll meet you at your home. No worries. and the the table was set for dinner.
Oh.
For three people. And they were like, well, aren't you staying for dinner? Like, we can sit down and talk about the wedding and everything over dinner. And I said, look, thanks. but no, I won't be staying for dinner. And she was. She was a little bit put out because she cooked. And I was finding myself like, oh, hang on. I was a bit like, oh, my gosh, do I need to stay? What do I do here? And then Al was ringing me. He's like, where are you? And I said, oh, actually, I'll be home soon.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, no, invite your husband. I said, no, actually, I'm going home. Like, we'll do the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And she was a little bit, she was put out. But I found that quite, different.
So I have little things that I do now, like obviously for safety. Sorry, this is a whole other
topic. There was
topic.
More, but I can't tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, yeah, I can see, like, no, need to back out of that. But little things like I send the GPS coordinates of where I am to my husband.
That's good.
I'll obviously have my phone with me the entire time. He knows where I am. I know where I am. I've had situations where I've messaged him before going into meetings and just say, if I don't call you in like 35 to 40 minutes, please call me and make sure I'm alive.
Yeah.
But lots of things. So like... Yeah, you're just like, I'll take whatever I can. But then when you start to figure out the way that you operate and the environments that you need to be in, you go, you know what? To be smart, I need to do back-to-back meetings on one day.
Oh, yeah, not run around the countryside.
And we need to be at a cafe and the couples need to come to me. Yeah, or home.
It's just
got to be kind of like rotating.
Yeah.
And rotating.
Give them the time. I always want to give people the time that they deserve. You know, it's important. But now, after being in the industry for so long, and there's rules and regs and things that I do things I do not do.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. It's like, you know, I will never be put in a situation again where I'm like, unless I know I've been invited for dinner, yeah. Yeah. Like, you've
just
got it.
Throw the celiac card out there. I'm so sorry, I'm celiac, lactose intolerant vegan.
And GF.
That's
celiac.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Got your back.
Yeah, it's like, help. Sending smoke signals out. Kidnapped with a cat. Anyway,
we digress, but it's a little bit of a side topic that's still very important to consider as a celebrant and even as a wedding provider. Like, if you're meeting with couples and people that you don't know, do it in a safe place and look after yourself. We all need to be safe.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
So that's the topic today.
That's a bit of a cat amongst the pigeon.
Banging the bridesmaid.
So give us your feedback on that. It might be good, it might not. But anyway, that's another one that we've nailed for today. There's going to be a fair bit of feedback on that one, I think.
Look, thanks for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you'd like to watch more of what we do or hear more of what we say, you can follow a lot of our episodes on podcasts, whether that's Spotify, iTunes,
YouTube,
you name it. We are across it all. So you can listen or watch us.
You get the visuals on YouTube.
Yeah,
which
you
is
do
quite
get the faces.
Yeah.
And the laughs.
Mm. Yeah. And the as one of my celebrant friends said, I can hear that and see that you were trying to be very diplomatic because, well, we do want to be diplomatic, but we're probably going to get a little bit rawer as we go along and maybe a little bit cheekier.
I think so, because we're starting to forget sometimes that the cameras are there and we're saying things that we otherwise wouldn't say. So I think the more comfortable we get with this, the more that's going to come out.
As long as it's entertaining for you and you get something out of it, we're happy with that.
And look, we're coming with the idea that we can always censor ourselves with editing.
Yeah.
So just put it out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fun anyway. So until next time, ciao for now.
Thanks for watching
Bye.
And listening. Bye.
Massive thanks for hanging out with us in this episode. We genuinely hope that it has been a goldmine of value for you. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button to the Wedding Chronicles show wherever you are watching or listening.
And by the way, we'd be absolutely over the moon if you could take a minute to rate and review our show on Apple Podcast. It would really mean a lot to us.
And as we fuel this spirited mission of intentional, meaningful weddings and heartfelt ceremonies, we encourage you to bring a friend along for the ride. Share the love, share the inspiration, and we can't wait to catch you in the next episode.